Thank you for the pause.
I can only caution you ones as you feel pulled to participate. Just because you're from the Philippines doesn't mean anything, you see. I mean just because you're an Indian doesn't mean that you need to rush up to North Dakota or South Dakota. If you're a Sioux, or if you're a Cherokee, run off to Oklahoma. You have to very carefully attend what you are sensing. Now, you have a great gift, and I'm speaking specifically. You have a great gift. You have great insight. I don't mean necessarily teaching insight or receiving insight, but you have the capability of visioning. That's a great responsibility as well, because it can get you into a great deal of trouble. Anyone who can visualize as accurately as you have this particular area comes into being very dangerous to self. It doesn't mean that many ones can't listen to what I say and picture it. You know, I can give you a 2.5 to 3 mile sized crystal chrysanthemum, if you will. And it's cobalt blue, and it has starbursts, sunbursts of gold. Now, in your mind's eye, you can look at that. And that's all it means to you. A nice blue crystal, chrysanthemum flower-looking thing, deep under the earth. It's not that way with you, son. You literally, astrally travel over, and you can see it. I cannot explain the difference to all of you. I have no intention of doing so. Part of this is so that I can caution you specifically, personally. Because you have this capability, you're watched. And you have to make several very careful discernments before you act in any capacity. Because of this attention that you already glean, too many know about this capability. You would be watched if you were there, because you will be followed if you are there, because the perception is, if you can see a crystal over 6 miles down here, then you're going to recognize the very places of the lion, if you will, over there. So it gets very dangerous for ones like you. We have some 4 different resources attending it at present, and most of them do not even know that we are involved here, or that Dorman Oberle are involved, or anyone. It is coming back strictly as business projection, but they have the information, and they get together and they study the information, and they have come to their own conclusions that yes, this is the connection that ones have been waiting for, and this is the connection that you are feeling. So you have to go within. I'm not going to tell the qualifications into this room. You know what they are or what they might be. You know what you can do and what you probably cannot do. And then you're just going to have to feel it through. The main thing is, you will not be misguided. So you're going to have to listen very carefully to your instructions. I wish I could help you more than that, because I know that each one of you struggles, and it's so hard to hear at a personal level. And yet at some point here, every one of you, Dorma, EJ, they're no different. Some days I have to poke and prod and literally make her sick, because she doesn't hear my call. She knows I'm calling, but she doesn't know what I want. And she doesn't sit to get tuned in to find. And then when this question comes up, and finally she sits down and says, okay, I'm here. Now she doesn't know whether to believe what she's hearing or not. Well, I thought that. Well, can't what you thought possibly mesh with what I'm trying to tell you? Well, no, I prefer it not be that way. Well, I can't help what you prefer. You're going to find that almost everything you do, you knew already and anyway. And so your test is what you do with it.
Is it right to get some confirmation from you?
Well, if you can dig it out of me, maybe.
The recent election, for example, I believe must have been rigged, or what is the proper term?
Oh, well, you're talking about the Philippine election?
No, not only that. That's true. I mean, they rigged that.
Oh, well.
But here, the recent election of even the Congress, the election in some districts here for congressmen, for...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I get specific a little bit?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for not pushing. No, it gets really, really touchy when you get close. Of all the things around, particularly in this town, you see, is what we do. We don't do anything. Ones do themselves in. But it's all pre-decided. It's the unusual when you ones elect somebody. I mean, genuinely elect someone. And of course, in the Philippines, it's not even... They don't even bother to cover it up if they're going to start, you know, shooting people on the street to go to vote. What is going to ensure that anybody count properly? Politics is a farce. The New World Order controls it all. And they're going to put in, whether it be this election or the next, they are going to put ones into the court systems, the Congress, that are going to be on their side. You have had it. Is there no reason to fight it? Absolutely no reason to fight it. A fight indicates taking up arms or bearing some physical violence. No, won't help. They'll just take you out. And if you go and make that kind of a ruckus, they'll take you out more quickly. You're only going to be able to do it through the word, and the power of the pen is mightier than the sword. What you ones want to do is turn off this thing that's coming at you. And you don't understand. The only way you can turn it off is to take the power and the control and change the entire scenario according to rewritten instructions. And most of you, even to ones in this room, don't really want to do that. You either don't understand your capacity in that power of creation and creating a different ending that would allow evolution and evacuation of the planet instead of annihilation of the planet. And you are so tired of ones saying, well, Hatton said on the 10th of May in 1988 it was going to happen. What did I say was going to happen on the 10th of May in 1988? I said it was projected by Nostradamus every May 10th from 1988 on, as a matter of fact, that the big one would come in the new city or something. I am going to give you every opportunity to have the dates that are given to me. I will place no dates on anything. The moment that I do that, the enemy goes to work to make sure that it doesn't happen at that moment, so that you will turn your back and walk away. So we have to walk this fine little tightrope. What do I give you so that I can warn you and get you prepared without giving you a date? Well, all I can do is teach you sufficiently so that you go get prepared, and then the date doesn't matter. But I don't make it yet, but I do with a few. For instance, with the photon belt in the no time, it's going to be probably a perfectly delightful atmosphere after It may be full of radiation, but you won't discern a whole lot of difference immediately, other than if you make a good square turn and clean out some of that debris. You will maybe come immediately into 24-hour daylight. But you can do that in Alaska. So what's the big deal about that? And you see these energy fields playing off in what you call the aurora borealis. So what's the big deal about that? Well, it's that little interim change. It's not the airplanes in the air, it's when they hit the ground. And if you knew how to ascend, you could go right on out there with them. But that's not going to happen, because Earth is closer to those planes than out there in density. They're going to fall toward what they match dense-wise. And they're not going to match even a lighter atmosphere than you already had. And that's photons. You would immediately move from electrons into photons, which are even lighter in weight, in density. So anything heavier is going to seek its match, and that means that airplanes are going to crash. In this instance, probably dirigibles filled with gas might very well crash. So the best thing to do is be prepared. Pay attention to the signs. There will be signs. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but it's like reading this letter. All you have to do is read the letter to understand the intent of the person involved. And anyone knowing a group of people is going to know exactly who. You will have signs. Your adversary, for one thing, is required to give you signs. He's required to wear a sign. God isn't going to let you bungle and bumble off into something. He will give you a sign. If you refuse to see it and you ignore it, then be prepared for the consequences, whatever they are. This is what we mean by taking responsibility. Watch for the signs. Listen to that inner guidance, that little nudge that says, don't get in that car today. Don't go over there today. When you begin to listen to those signs and those warnings, you're not going to get in trouble. And if it's your day of transition so that you serve on that other side, you may very well get on the plane that day knowing full well. But don't cop out about it. Take responsibility for your actions and understand what you're doing. If nothing happens that day, so what? If you're prepared, so what? You'll have a nice, pleasant few days without that phone ringing. And you won't be able to go spend your money anyway. So it doesn't matter if you don't have any. It's better to have a few cooked beans or a nice burner where you can cook them on gas. That's what I mean by preparation. It doesn't require a lot. And then you keep your security around you. I'm talking about lighted shields. I'm not talking about fancy stay in the light. I am talking about literal. Keep your plasmic security blanket around you. Now, engineers understand that. The rest of you just have to take it on faith until you learn about it. I'm not going to go into physics lessons here today. And especially when you're called and need to be elsewhere, your decisions are going to be even harder. I understand that. And you're going to have to take it individually, because I will not even for Dorma, I will give her instructions, and if she refuses to hear them, then I am also stuck with her choices. So let's put it where it's at. It's a time of coming into accepting responsibility for our own behavior and our own actions. And the most that we can do is give you the signs. You're going to have to learn to read them. We've had 4 years of hard lessons here. And you will be fine. You will be fine. Unless you deliberately refuse to listen. And you would think, well, who in the world would do that? The same kind of people that build their house on the earthquake fault. There are millions. So don't say, well, look what they did. It's pretty foolish. I would entertain some other conversation.
Commander, I would like to tell you something I think I heard on the radio, and see if you know anything about it. I think I heard on a little astronomical radio program that one of the space probes of Galileo had encountered this asteroid that was going to come in September within 200 miles of the Earth. Did I hear it correctly? Any comment?
Well, it's the same one they projected here a while back. And it depends on what this planet is doing. These are controlled asteroids. These are controlled bodies, if you will. And you've got several headed right for you. Whether or not they're allowed to come close enough to strike you or have gravitational pull enough to really clean this planet, that's going to be determined between now and then. I wish I could give you a brighter outlook. Mr. Quayle wants to shoot at it. He is head of the space program, you know. And I wish I were jesting. I am serious. He wants to shoot at it the minute it comes within his perceived range capability, and they've already shot at it. One of their shoots tore up one of the space platforms. Was sort of ignorant. You've brought down several of those Soviet cosmospheres, and every time they just get more and more angry at you. Now's where we come into some interesting things. Will you exist after the end of July? I don't know. There are quite a few in opposition to this elite one world government that literally has come to the conclusion it would be better to destroy all Earth man than to allow this to spread into the cosmos at all. Evil at any rate will not be allowed to spread uncontrolled into the cosmos. There are ways of evacuation and placement of energies and allow them to progress at their level of understanding, but with discipline. A lot of your planet was inhabited early on by those kinds of beings that were incorrigible. We called it the prison planet. Unacceptable energies in space, isolated away. You did it to Australia from England, so don't act shocked. Each major cycle, you have opportunity to come into balance, take your rightful place in the universal order, and join the brotherhood of human. Each time that opportunity has been given to this particular civilization of reincarnating man, you've failed to do that. In 1987, the completion of the Earth cycle allowed Earth to move into her life, independent life form, where Earth itself could be represented as a being, if you will, amongst the orbiting order in universal cycles. So what you see ain't what you've got. That blessed planet is already in higher frequency, waiting to see how many of you will come aboard. What kind of change will you perceive? Will there be ability to heal this one? At which point, I know Dorma fusses and rails about this, but every now and then it strikes her that she probably volunteered to stay and do that. And I can tell as I scan the room that all of you are feeling a little sick. Well, I can only guarantee you one thing. If you're here, I'm here. So it won't be all that bad. You'll have some backup.
Commander,
please.
There's two questions I would like to ask you. One is a continuation from what Princeton has asked. You were saying that these asteroids were wasn't a natural type of thing. Who's start moving these things? The cosmonaut orbs out there?
No, I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
The reason that I'm not going to go into it is because I am writing on that subject right now.
Okay.
And how these things are formed, where they come from, what their purpose is.
Okay, number two, how come I'm on the impression that this was a very, very beautiful planet long time ago. Why did you pick this particular planet to be a prison planet?
Because the energy forms needed to experience in this kind of an atmosphere where choices could be more freely made. If you are binded by total... Well, let us say that you had such a heated situation. You don't have choices in circumstances that so bind you that you are required to live in this little narrow band of experience. There are other planets as beautiful as this. This is one of the beautiful planets. It looks mostly blue from space. But there are other ones out there. Uranus, for one, is very turquoise blue. There are beautiful, beautiful planets. And these are the places where man is allowed to experience. The point is to allow a soul to grow in truth. And you can either destroy or you can build. And God will always give you that option.
While we're destroying, it seems like we've destroyed a being, because planets and the sun, they're all beings of sorts too.
Yes.
And so what I'm trying to ask, isn't that, how can I put it? We are causing harm to something that we shouldn't have done. I mean, how are we ever going to straighten that out? Is this what we're here for? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you're here to see this evolution. Mother Nature will take care of her own evolution and has done so. And when it gets unbearable, she will just shake you off like a dog would fleas.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you see, you have to remember, you're dealing in illusion creation, projection. You're headed back for the reality of the truth of your creative ability. These are the things that, in essence, have been created as an experience stage. And as a matter of fact, without evil, you would have nothing against which to balance goodness. You think that may be reasonable, unreasonable, it doesn't matter. This was what God chose to experience. And that came out of your choice, except for your choosing to experience in that creation. It's a hard thing when energies are become so incorrigible, so evil, if you will, that they are put in a position of becoming entrapped in the void of separation from God. It isn't as simple as just saying, well, I'm going to uncreate you. There is that capability and that ability. But that isn't what happens with the evolvement of souls. God will withdraw. And in that void, there is total darkness. There is no enlightenment. You are absent God. And you will be absent God until time or evolvement, sequence of events, allows at a higher level the evolvement of the orb you're on, the place you're in, through the cycles of time, the mending, the healing, the whatever might be taking place, to again be viable enough for thought forms to again be produced in the form of choices. Because you see, whatever level of growth and understanding is where you will be stuck. Only in the void or the absence of God, you will simply be in a hole, in blackness, in the pit. I don't know how bad I can make it for you. Hellfire and brimstone, that doesn't cut it. You will be in a place absent God. That's what hell is called. It's just it's separation. And when created souls are experiencing, you are experiencing within a manifested form of some kind. Until you are gained one with God, this is just the way it is, wherever you are along your space journey. And time means nothing, so it will always be according to experience. But sequence of events that you can somehow break into segments of time so that you can comprehend this, cycles go on into infinity. So what may end with this cycle, let us say this cycle today, may allow you another chance in 6,500 years, or 3,600 years, or 52 years, or 264,000 years, or maybe 10 billion. And you are in a great cycle. But you can see that civilization of man on this planet predominantly are not even into level 2 of the 7 categories of progression. Does that mean that all are not there? No. You are not there. You pretend to be there and you want the responsibility as if you were there. But what you are going to answer for is what you have done on this plane with the capacity and the growth of somebody at least at the 6th level. So you're not going to answer for what you do in this program, for instance, at the level of the masses experiencing here. You are going to answer in your fullest knowledge at the level where you came back down here to serve. And a lot don't make it. That does not mean that you will come back as a puppy dog. It means that probably whatever you perceive you failed at that moment, you will come back again to try to bring up to what you can personally judge as worthy. And this is the only place where it is even remotely interesting or beyond interesting in what you might have done prior to being in this one, in this experience, so that you can see that you are serving And that one of these days, when you make that transition, you confront your abilities, not the experience. You know, if you are a Christ and you don't live up to the Christness, you're going to answer. And you're not given to know. So you better get to considering these things very, very carefully. Were you, are you a Christ ready to make a Sananda transition? Will you do it? I'm not interested in your conscious answer to that. I'm interested in what your soul says to me. Because you're a pretty high elect group. I didn't say elite. I said elect.
Is it, Commander?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to explain further this concept of the seven levels or the seven dimensions or the seven hierarchies or the hierarchy, however you describe it?
I don't think so, because I just wrote it yesterday again, and I took it and broke it down in one of the Pleiades journals. And I think that probably it would be better explained than I would do it here. So.
Okay, thank you.
So it's just in yesterday's writing, the first part. I can only caution you, ones, as you feel pulled to participate. Just because you're from the Philippines doesn't mean anything, you see. I mean just because you're an Indian doesn't mean that you need to rush up to North Dakota or South Dakota if you're a Sioux. Or if you're a Cherokee, run off to Oklahoma. You have to very carefully attend what you are sensing. Now, you have a great gift, and I'm speaking specifically, you have a great gift. You have great insight. I don't mean necessarily teaching insight or receiving insight, but you have the capability of visioning. That's a great responsibility as well, because it can get you into a great deal of trouble. Anyone who can visualize as accurately as you have this particular area comes into being very dangerous to self. It doesn't mean that many ones can't listen to what I say and picture it. You know, I can give you a 2.5 to 3 mile sized crystal chrysanthemum, if you will, and it's cobalt blue and it has starbursts, sunbursts of gold. Now, in your mind's eye, you can look at that. And that's all it means to you. A nice blue crystal, chrysanthemum flower-looking thing, deep under the earth. It's not that way with you, son. You literally, astrally travel over and you can see it. I cannot explain the difference to all of you. I have no intention of doing so. Part of this is so that I can caution you specifically, personally. Because you have this capability, you're watched. And you have to make several very careful discernments before you act in any capacity because of this attention that you already glean. Too many know about this capability. You would be watched if you were there, because you will be followed if you are there, because the perception is, if you can see a crystal over 6 miles down here, then you're going to recognize the very places of the lion, if you will, over there. So it gets very dangerous for ones like you. We have some 4 different resources attending it at present, and most of them do not even know that we are involved here, or that Dorman Oberle are involved, or anyone. It is coming back strictly as business projection, but they have the information and they have they get together and they study the information and they have come to their own conclusions that yes, this is the connection that ones have been waiting for, and this is the connection that you are feeling. So you have to go within. I'm not going to tell the qualifications into this room. You know what they are or what they might be. You know what you can do and what you probably cannot do. And then you're just going to have to feel it through. The main thing is you will not be misguided. So you're going to have to listen very carefully to your instructions. I wish I could help you more than that, because I know that each one of you struggles, and it's so hard to hear at a personal level. And yet at some point here, every one of you, Dorma, EJ, they're no different. Some days I have to poke and prod and literally make her sick because she doesn't hear my call. She knows I'm calling, but she doesn't know what I want. And she doesn't sit to get tuned in to find. And then when this question comes up, and finally she sits down and says, okay, I'm here. Now she doesn't know whether to believe what she's hearing or not. Well, I thought that. Well, can't what you thought possibly mesh with what I'm trying to tell you? Well, no, I prefer it not be that way. Well, I can't help what you prefer. You're going to find that almost everything you do, you knew already and anyway. And so your test is what you do with it.
Is it right to get some confirmation from you?
Well, if you can dig it out of me, maybe.
The recent election, for example, I believe must have been rigged, or what is the proper term?
Oh, well, you're talking about the Philippine election?
No, not only that. That's true. I mean, they rigged that.
Oh, well.
But here, the recent election of even the Congress, the election in the in some districts here, for congressmen, for...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I get specific a little bit?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for not pushing. No, it gets really, really touchy when you get close. Of all the things around, particularly in this town, you see, is what we do. We don't do anything. Ones do themselves in, but it's all pre-decided. It's the unusual when you ones elect somebody. I mean, genuinely elect someone. And of course, in the Philippines, it's not even, they don't even bother to cover it up. If they're going to start, you know, shooting people on the street to go to vote, what is going to ensure that anybody count properly? Politics is a farce. The New World Order controls it all. And they're going to put in, whether it be this election or the next, they are going to put ones into the court systems, the Congress, that are going to be on their side. You have had it. Is there no reason to fight it? Absolutely. No reason to fight it. A fight indicates taking up arms or bearing some physical violence. No, won't help. They'll just take you out. And if you go and make that kind of a ruckus, they'll take you out more quickly. You're only going to be able to do it through the word, and the power of the pen is mightier than the sword. What you ones want to do is turn off this thing that's coming at you. And you don't understand. The only way you can turn it off is to take the power and the control and change the entire scenario according to rewritten instructions. And most of you, even to ones in this room, don't really want to do that. You either don't understand your capacity in that power of creation and creating a different ending that would allow evolution an evacuation of the planet instead of annihilation of the planet. And you are so tired of ones saying, well, Hatton said on the 10th of May in 1988 it was going to happen. What did I say was going to happen on the 10th of May in 1988? I said it was projected by Nostradamus every May 10th from 1988 on, as a matter of fact, that the big one would come in the new city or something. I am going to give you every opportunity to have the dates that are given to me. I will place no dates on anything. The moment that I do that, the enemy goes to work to make sure that it doesn't happen at that moment, so that you will turn your back and walk away. So we have to walk this fine little tightrope. What do I give you so that I can warn you and get you prepared without giving you a date? Well, all I can do is teach you sufficiently so that you go get prepared, and then the date doesn't matter. But I don't make it yet, but I do with a few. For instance, with the photon belt in the no time, it's going to be probably a perfectly delightful atmosphere after. It may be full of radiation, but you won't discern a whole lot of difference immediately, other than if you make a good square turn and clean out some of that debris, you will maybe come immediately into 24-hour daylight. But you can do that in Alaska. So what's so big deal about that? And you see these energy fields playing off in what you call the aurora borealis. So what's so big deal about that? Well, it's that little interim change. It's not the airplanes in the air, it's when they hit the ground. And if you knew how to ascend, you could go right on out there with them. But that's not going to happen, because Earth is closer to those planes than out there in density. They're going to fall toward what they match dense-wise. And they're not going to match even a lighter atmosphere than you already had. And that's photons. You would immediately move from electrons into photons, which are even lighter in weight, in density. So anything heavier is going to seek its match. And that means that airplanes are going to crash. In this instance, probably dirigibles filled with gas might very well crash. So the best thing to do is be prepared. Pay attention to the signs. There will be signs. I can't tell you exactly what they are, but it's like reading this letter. All you have to do is read the letter to understand the intent of the person involved. And anyone knowing a group of people is going to know exactly who. You will have signs. Your adversary, for one thing, is required to give you signs. He's required to wear a sign. God isn't going to let you bungle and bumble off into something. He will give you a sign. If you refuse to see it and you ignore it, then be prepared for the consequences, whatever they are. This is what we mean by taking responsibility. Watch for the signs. Listen to that inner guidance, that little nudge that says, don't get in that car today. Don't go over there today. When you begin to listen to those signs and those warnings, you're not going to get in trouble. And if it's your day of transition so that you serve on that other side, you may very well get on the plane that day knowing full well. But don't cop out about it. Take responsibility for your actions and understand what you're doing. If nothing happens that day, so what? If you're prepared, so what? You'll have a nice, pleasant few days without that phone ringing. And you won't be able to go spend your money anyway. So it doesn't matter if you don't have any. It's better to have a few cooked beans or a nice burner where you can cook them on gas. That's what I mean by preparation. It doesn't require a lot. And then you keep your security around you. I'm talking about lighted shields. I'm not talking about fancy stay in the light. I am talking about literal. Keep your plasmic security blanket around you. Now, engineers understand that. The rest of you just have to take it on faith until you learn about it. I'm not going to go into physics lessons here today. And especially when you're called and need to be elsewhere, your decisions are going to be even harder. I understand that. And you're going to have to take it individually because I will not even for Dorma, I will give her instructions, and if she refuses to hear them, then I am also stuck with her choices. So let's put it where it's at. It's a time of coming into accepting responsibility for our own behavior and our own actions. And the most that we can do is give you the signs. You're going to have to learn to read them. We've had 4 years of hard lessons here. And you will be fine. You will be fine. Unless you deliberately refuse to listen. And you would think, well, who in the world would do that? The same kind of people that build their house on the earthquake fault. There are millions. So don't say, well, look what they did. It's pretty foolish. I would entertain some other conversation.
Commander, I would like to tell you something I think I heard on the radio, and see if you know anything about it. I think I heard on a little astronomical radio program that one of the space probes of Galileo had encountered this asteroid that was going to come in September within 200 miles of the Earth. Did I hear it correctly? Any comment?
Well, it's the same one they projected here a while back. And it depends on what this planet is doing. These are controlled asteroids. These are controlled bodies, if you will. And you've got several headed right for you. Whether or not they're allowed to come close enough to strike you or have gravitational pull enough to really clean this planet, that's going to be determined between now and then. I wish I could give you a brighter outlook. Mr. Quayle wants to shoot at it. He is head of the space program, you know. And I wish I were jesting. I am serious. He wants to shoot at it the minute it comes within his perceived range capability, and they've already shot at it. One of their shoots tore up one of the space platforms. Was sort of ignorant. You've brought down several of those Soviet cosmospheres, and every time they just get more and more angry at you. Now's where we come into some interesting things. Will you exist after the end of July? I don't know. There are quite a few in opposition to this elite one world government that literally has come to the conclusion it would be better to destroy all earth man than to allow this to spread into the cosmos at all. Evil at any rate will not be allowed to spread uncontrolled into the cosmos. There are ways of evacuation and placement of energies and allow them to progress at their level of understanding, but with discipline. A lot of your planet was inhabited early on by those kinds of beings that were incorrigible. We called it the prison planet. Unacceptable energies in space, isolated away. You did it to Australia from England, so don't act shocked. Each major cycle, you have opportunity to come into balance, take your rightful place in the universal order, and join the brotherhood of human. Each time that opportunity has been given to this particular civilization of reincarnating man, you've failed to do that. In 1987, the completion of the Earth cycle allowed Earth to move into her life, independent life form, where Earth itself could be represented as a being, if you will, amongst the orbiting order in universal cycles. So what you see ain't what you've got. That blessed planet is already in higher frequency, waiting to see how many of you will come aboard. What kind of change will you perceive? Will there be ability to heal this one? At which point, I know Dorma fusses and rails about this, but every now and then it strikes her that she probably volunteered to stay and do that. And I can tell as I scan the room that all of you are feeling a little sick. Well, I can only guarantee you one thing. If you're here, I'm here. So it won't be all that bad. You'll have some backup.
Commander,
please.
There's two questions I would like to ask you. One is a continuation from what Princeton has asked. You were saying that these asteroids were wasn't a natural type of thing. Who's start moving these things? The cosmonaut orbs out there?
No, I'm not going to go into that.
Okay.
The reason that I'm not going to go into it is because I am writing on that subject right now.
Okay.
And how these things are formed, where they come from, what their purpose is.
Okay, number two. How come I'm on the impression that this was a very, very beautiful planet long time ago. Why did you pick this particular planet to be a prison planet?
Because the energy forms needed to experience in this kind of an atmosphere where choices could be more freely made. If you are binded by total, let us say that you had such a heated situation, you don't have choices in circumstances that so bind you that you are required to live in this little narrow band of experience. There are other planets as beautiful as this. This is one of the beautiful planets. It looks mostly blue from space, but there are other ones out there. Uranus, for one, is very turquoise blue. There are beautiful, beautiful planets, and these are the places where man is allowed to experience. The point is to allow a soul to grow in truth. And you can either destroy or you can build. and God will always give you that option.
While we're destroying, it seems like we've destroyed a being, because planets and the sun, they're all beings of sorts too.
Yes.
And so what I'm trying to ask, isn't that, how can I put it? We are causing harm to something that we shouldn't have done. I mean, how are we ever going to straighten that out? Is this what we're here for? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, you're here to see this evolution. Mother mm-hmm. Nature will take care of her own evolution and has done so. And when it gets unbearable, she will just shake you off like a dog would fleas.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you see, you have to remember, you're dealing in illusion creation, projection. You're headed back for the reality of the truth of your creative ability. These are the things that, in essence, have been created as an experience stage. And as a matter of fact, without evil, you would have nothing against which to balance goodness. You think that may be reasonable, unreasonable, it doesn't matter. This was what God chose to experience. And that came out of your choice, except for your choosing to experience in that creation. It's a hard thing when energies are become so incorrigible, so evil, if you will, that they are put in a position of becoming entrapped in the void of separation from God. It isn't as simple as just saying, well, I'm going to uncreate you. There is that capability and that ability, but that isn't what happens with the evolvement of souls. God will withdraw. And in that void, there is total darkness. There is no enlightenment. You are absent God. And you will be absent God until time or evolvement, sequence of events, allows at a higher level the evolvement of the orb you're on, the place you're in, through the cycles of time, the mending, the healing, the whatever might be taking place, to again be viable enough for thought forms to again be produced in the form of choices. Because you see, whatever level of growth and understanding is where you will be stuck. Only in the void or the absence of God, you will simply be in a hole, in blackness, in the pit. I don't know how bad I can make it for you. Hellfire and brimstone, that doesn't cut it. You will be in a place absent God. That's what hell is called. It's just it's separation. And when created souls are experiencing, you are experiencing within a manifested form of some kind. Until you are gained one with God, this is just the way it is, wherever you are along your space journey. And time means nothing, so it will always be according to experience. But sequence of events that you can somehow break into segments of time so that you can comprehend this, cycles go on into infinity. So what may end with this cycle, let us say this cycle today, may allow you another chance in 6,500 years, or 3,600 years, or 52 years, or 264,000 years, or maybe 10 billion. And you are in a great cycle. But you can see that civilization of man on this planet predominantly are not even into level 2 of the 7 categories are progression. Does that mean that all are not there? No. You are not there. You pretend to be there and you want the responsibility as if you were there. But what you are going to answer for is what you have done on this plane with the capacity and the growth of somebody at least at the sixth level. So you're not going to answer for what you do in this program, for instance, at the level of the masses experiencing here. You are going to answer in your fullest knowledge at the level where you came back down here to serve. And a lot don't make it. That does not mean that you will come back as a puppy dog. It means that probably whatever you perceive you failed at that moment, you will come back again to try to bring up to what you can personally judge as worthy. And this is the only place where it is even remotely interesting or beyond interesting in what you might have done prior to being in this one, in this experience, so that you can see that you are serving and that one of these days when you make that transition, you confront your abilities, not the experience. You know, if you are a Christ and you don't live up to the Christness, you're going to answer. And you're not given to know. So you better get to considering these things very, very carefully. Were you, are you a Christ ready to make a Sananda transition? Will you do it? I'm not interested in your conscious answer to that. I'm interested in what your soul says to me. Because you're a pretty high elect group. I didn't say elite. I said elect.
Is it, Commander?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to explain further this concept of the seven levels or the seven dimensions or the seven hierarchies or the hierarchy, however you describe it?
I don't think so, because I just wrote it yesterday again, and I took it and broke it down in one of the Pleiades journals. And I think that probably it would be better explained than I would do it here. So.
Okay, thank you.
So it's just in yesterday's writing, the first part.